Standardization and modularization. Standardization is the process of designing and altering products, parts, processes, and procedures to establish and use standard specifications for them and their components. ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. A related term is standardized product, which is a product that can be made in large quantities or continuously because it has very few product designs. ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. When the standardized product is production equipment, it is called procurement standardization, meaning that equipment is designed to allow for design variance and adaptation to new customer demands. Standardization works hand in hand with modularization, which is the standardization of product components into modules that can be assembled into a wide variety of products that are still essentially standardized. An important step for design teams to take when pursuing standardization and/or modularization is to look at existing product families. Creating a common component or module that will work for an entire line, or using one that was already created for those lines, will multiply the savings from standardization. For example, when Hewlett-Packard merged with Compaq, it found that its server racks had incompatible shapes. Customers didn't place any value on the difference. Hewlett-Packard reduced this number to from 12 to 5 types of kits for an estimated product lifetime savings of $32 million. Types of standardization or modularization include modular design, component commonality, and universality. Modular design. A module is a part that can be used in multiple products. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, a modular design strategy is planning and designing products so that components or subassemblies can be used in current and future products or assembled to produce multiple configurations of a product. Modular design is also called modularization. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines modularization as follows. In product development, the use of standardized parts for flexibility and variety. This permits product development cost reductions by using the same items to build a variety of finished goods. Modular design is a type of component commonality, and the terms are sometimes used interchangeably. In addition to design for component reuse, modular design can start by considering existing products on the open market to avoid design and manufacture costs for those parts. Computers provide a perfect example of modularity. RAM, hard drives, and graphic and audio subsystems are interchangeable among many different computers. Some computer parts, hard drives and RAM, for example, can be added to a machine as upgrades, or they can be replaced with new improved components. Modular bookshelves that can be stacked vertically or integrated horizontally to fit different spaces provide another example. The opposite of modularity is integral design, in which all components are designed to work together in one specific product. Apple computers focus on integral design, while PCs are modular. Clothing can also illustrate the two types. Trousers, shirts, ties, and sport coats can be mixed and matched because they are modular. A uniform, on the other hand, is an example of integral design. Services can be modular too. A Lockhart menu exemplifies modular design, the special of the day with all courses determined by the chef and the price set by the house, is an integral design. Breaking down a process can allow various components to be outsourced. For example, some McDonald's restaurants rely on, possibly offshored, call centers to take drive-through orders to decrease the time involved in filling orders. The call center relays the order to the kitchen with a customer photo to assist in accurate delivery at the drive-up window. Benefits. Benefits of modular design include the following. Reduced cost of design and manufacturing when using modules to create a family of products, possibly leveraging postponement strategies. Increased efficiency and decreased cost of production since multiple products can be created simultaneously from the standard components. Expand a customer base because products can be customized closer to the end user and sometimes by the end user. Easier, more cost-effective shipping, warehousing, and display of the product if it is designed with packaging in mind, for example, boxed furniture kits. Trade-offs. There are potential trade-offs involved in taking a modular approach to design. While modular design may reduce logistics costs, the cost of each product in a family may go up. Errors in module assembly can create a poor end-user experience. Integral design generally allows more emphasis on style, beauty, quality, fit and finish, user experience, and customization. Costs can be higher, but it can be a source of competitive differentiation, so a higher price often can be charged. Component commonality. Component commonality is a form of design standardization where a single part is used to replace a variety of similar parts. For example, instead of using a variety of bolt sizes in an assembly, the assembly can be designed in such a way that the same size bolt will work for all purposes. Benefits. Common components can increase efficiency and lower costs in several ways. Lower purchasing costs because less variety allows economies of scale. Streamline production because of fewer process and tool changes. Simpler, cheaper storage with less room for errors. Trade-offs. Trade-offs include the following. Cost of product modifications required to accept the new part. Less flexibility for designers, who may prefer a variety of similar parts. Less quality if the greater variety of parts would, for example, allow closer tolerances or more attractive design. Universality. Universality is the strategy of designing a product initially intended for one market in such a way that it can also be sold in other markets. ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. Being a form of standardization, one-size-fits-all items exemplify universal or standardized design as do unisex clothes. Sometimes astute marketing can convert a specialized product into a universal one. For example, restaurant-quality kitchen appliances have become popular in homes. Universality can be used for product components, too. For example, power supplies can be made to accept either 110 or 220 power for use in different countries with only a different end cable. Benefits. Benefits of universal design include increased sales volume, reduced design and manufacturing cost compared to market-specific items. Trade-offs. Universal designs may be less suited to any given market than a specialized product would be. This can translate to a shorter product life cycle and less customer loyalty.